Okay, good morning. Good morning. It's good to see you today. Glad you're here with us today. I know that we have a lot of us today who it's starting to spread around, the yucky, the sickness, the flu, and all these things. And so I know we have some people out sick today. But I'm so glad just to see you today. I hope you've had a great week. I just want to start out today, just as we start out with Hebrews chapter 7. If you can stand up with us as we read this. And I think this captures so beautifully not just who Jesus is, but where we have come from and who Jesus is for us and the things that that we have no power to do in ourselves. But it says in Hebrews 7, starting in verse 23, and this whole chapter is talking about the high priest and what their function was and what they did in the Old Testament. But it starts this in verse 23. It says, the former priests were many in number because they were prevented by death from continuing in office. But he, meaning Jesus, holds his priesthood permanently because he continues forever. Consequently, he is able to save to the uttermost those who draw near to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. For it was indeed fitting that we should have such a high priest, holy, innocent, unstained, separated from sinners, and exalted above the heavens. He has no need, like those high priests, offer sacrifices daily, first for his own sins and then for those of the people, since he did this once for all when he offered up himself. For the law appoints men in their weakness as high priests, but the word of the oath, which came later than the law, appoints a son who has been made perfect forever. You know, just as we worship the Lord today, as we seek him out, I just want us to rejoice and celebrate and rest in what he has done, and to rejoice in his perfection and to rejoice in our weakness this morning. He is our great high priest. He is exalted over all. He lives and he is making intercession for us today. Something that we read this morning in prayer service is it talks about how the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, the knowledge of the glory of the Lord will fill the earth as the waters cover the seas. And as the Lord takes out the impurities and the imperfections and the sins of this world, what he replaces that with is the knowledge of the glory of the Lord. And we get to partake of that. We get to rejoice in that and rest in that this morning. Why don't we go to the Lord in prayer as we begin? Father, Lord, we rejoice in you today. Jesus, thank you that you are exalted above all things. Lord, thank you that the knowledge of your glory is filling the earth, that the knowledge of your glory has filled our hearts, Jesus. Lord, thank you that you are above all. Lord, thank you that you are blameless, that you are without sin. Lord, thank you that you have made us blameless and without sin, God. Lord, today as we meet, Lord, I ask that the knowledge of your glory would fill every heart. Lord, as we're here in your presence, Lord, that your glory would overwhelm us, it would overtake us. Lord, that you would show us new things about yourself, Lord, as we offer ourselves up to you. Lord, as we express our desire, Lord, to know you more, as we express our desire, Lord, to be with you. Lord, to have fellowship with you, communion with you, Father. Lord, we exalt your name today. Lord, we glorify you for who you are, Jesus. Lord, we sing this out to you, Lord. And I exalt thee. Just sing that to the Lord this morning. I exalt thee.
Fill up my lungs with air, My voice with prayer in my mouth, we praise. Fill up my heart with soul, for the journey is long and I need your strength. Jesus, your love is more than enough. Come and fill me, fill me, fill me, fill me up. We lift up.
Living water.
I just pray, Lord, for us, Lord, and for those that you have given us an ear for, Lord, just a fresh outpouring of your Spirit. Lord, it's such to where, Lord, as you pour yourself out over your people, Lord, miracles begin to happen. Lord, lives are changed. Lord, relationships are mended. Lord, the gospel is spread. Lord, people's lives are filled with hope and with joy, Lord, for what you have done, Father. So, Holy Spirit, we pray for an outpouring, Lord, of your Spirit upon us, Lord. Fill us anew. Lord, give us direction. Lord, give us your presence, Father. Lord, may we drink from the living water that never runs dry. Lord, you call us to come and drink, to come and eat. Lord, so we want to do so this morning, Lord. Lord, to feed on every word that comes from your mouth, Lord. Lord, we savor it, we relish in it, God. Thank you for your faithfulness to us, Jesus. Lord, thank you for the way that you break through all of the lies in our life. Lord, and that you expose the truth, God. And the truth is always found in you and in what you're doing. Lord, thank you that your ways are pure and higher than ours. That you're worthy of our praise and our worship. We love you, Lord. We just pray this in your name this morning.